The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin is a big blue. Erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
It is the Bulletin Blitz. Congratulations, everybody. If you're listening to my voice, you made it. It is Friday, July 11th, 2025. And here on the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show, we get you the audio of the day that you desperately need, even if it's audio you didn't even know it existed. And this one's specifically for El Bardo. Bart, there is an update to your Miles Turner, your new favorite player, Milwaukee Buck contract. It's actually a four-year, $108.9 million deal. It's initially more than reported. He got a fourth-year player option and a 15% trade kicker. Turner spent 10 years with these Pacers and was a two-time blocks leader. So a little bump from the initial reports. And let's hear from Miles Turner on his determination to win with Milwaukee and the landscape of the Eastern Conference.
I'm more focused than ever. You know, I'm just obviously more motivated than ever, you know, getting to the very last day of the season, not being able to see it through. So, you know, I'm very confident in my abilities and the confidence roster in this group, you know, to make some things happen. You know, I mean, I've heard somebody else say, talking about the Eastern Conference this year. I mean, it's going to be an interesting season, but I got full confidence.
Well, and if you look at where the Pacers are without Halliburton, I don't know what they're going to look like. They've still got good players on that team. We know that. They just went to the NBA Finals, but Turner wants to compete, and he thinks this is a more opportunity or a more – what is the – I started the sentence wrong. Whenever I make a mistake, I never try to start the sentence over. I try to find a word that will fit, but I bailed on this one. I had to use the parachute. Anyway, there's more opportunity in Milwaukee. Alex Golden – for Pacers pod STP, setting the pace. He's just the one I saw that put it out there. He said, Turner told reporters he texted his Pacers teammates in a group chat about his departure to Milwaukee. He said a few replied back. So they're like, screw you, dude. The Bucks-Pacers rivalry is real. And this only adds a very interesting level to it. So very exciting stuff there, and interesting stuff there as well.
And congratulations to you for getting a player. It doesn't look like Giannis is going to go anywhere. So you were right all along. Let's jump back to last night's Summer League game. 87-85 was your final score with the Dallas Mavs beating the Los Angeles Lakers. Nobody really cares about that. Bronny James had 8 points on 2 of 8 shooting, 1 for 6 behind the arc. Nobody cares about that. Everyone was looking at Cooper Flagg. Well, he had 10 points, 5 for 21 shooting, 0 for 5 behind the arc, 32 minutes. But, you know, whatever, he got in. Everybody got to see the spectacle of what would be the future of the NBA, possibly, if Cooper Flagg is everything that we think it's going to be. Let's hear from Bronny James. We heard from Cooper Flagg yesterday. Let's hear from Bronny James today on playing against Cooper Flagg.
You know, he's just a quick, powerful big. So, you know, we got to do everything we can to, you know, stop him and slow him down. But he's a great player. He's going to get his at some time. So, you know, just got to do a great job to stop him down.
It's a fun matchup the other night. Bronny James, I'm telling you, Bronny James looked better than he did last year. Does that mean anything to anybody? I don't know. But he did look better than he did last year, and he looks like he bulked up a little bit, and he was playing some tough defense. This could be a rotation guy here. Who is off the Lakers first, Bronny James or LeBron James? Can't wait to find out. The NBA, it's fantastic.
Yes, fantastic.
four. Had to do it. Can't wait for that movie to come out since we're talking about superhero movies. Let's go to another comment surfacing up on the Mind Game, a.k.a. the, what would you call it, the wine podcast?
I said wine of the week, wine but I meant week. Tasting wine, and then I thought, oh, double entendre there because they complain.
Very well. Very well done. It is actually called the Mind the Game podcast, but it might as well be for winers. Kevin Durant, he was recently a guest with LeBron James and Steve Nash on that co-hosted podcast. Well, one of the things that kind of resurfaced now a little bit lately, and he's doubling down, Kevin Durant taking a shot at quite possibly the greatest of all time.
You got to recommit to this game. Just like you sign a new contract, every time you get better as a player, I truly feel that you got to recommit and sign that contract with yourself every so often. Like, all right, yeah, I'm 10, 12 years in. I got 4 MVPs and 4 championships. Like, but do I still want to do this? You know what I'm saying?
You know how hard it is.
Some people say, I want to go play baseball.
Right?
Yeah. And then I want to come back. Well, some people say I'm going to go 22 straight.
The greatest load management of our time is taking 2 years off from basketball. People don't like when I say that.
Especially when it's a White Sox. It's not really baseball.
But people are always like, Jordan played 82 games. Well, yeah, he took 2 years off. Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Again, I just wonder, like, these careers without the noise, if they played in the 70s, if they played in the 80s, or if they played where we weren't so ring obsessed, or every day has to be something to criticize where their legacy is. And then they're looking back and they're saying, you know, this, that. But they've made decisions based on the discourse around them. I think both players would have been one team career guys if they were born in a different era.
That is a very fair point right there.
Especially KD. LeBron might have been like, I need to win. KD would have been there forever. He would have been in Oklahoma City forever.
Yeah, I don't think honestly, I look back at KD's career and I'm shocked at how many teams that he's played for already. He's so good, but to be jumping around like that, it's very strange. This ring culture is really just destroyed a lot of things. All right, last one here, and I'm only doing this because I'm very angry. Yankees completely destroy the Cubs 11-0. Cody Bellinger is the big hero of the day. He gets 3 home runs against his former club. Really should have been 4 home runs if Kyle Tucker didn't rob him. Aaron Boone talks about Cody Bellinger's big night coming against that former club.
Yeah, it's always good to, you know, go against your old teammates that, you know, you spend a lot of time with, you know, you respect, and to perform right away against them, I'm sure probably is a little cherry on top for them.
I'm going to be talking about that NL Central here coming up. There's been plenty of things I could have talked about relating to Milwaukee tonight, and I haven't done it out of respect. But what we're seeing right now, the news that just broke, it is going to be a Milwaukee start to next hour.